The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
May we be reminded here of our highest aspirations and inspired to bring our gifts of love and service to the altar of humanity. May we know once again that we are not isolated beings, but connected in mystery and miracle to the universe, to this community, and to each other. Good morning and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, one minister among many here in this space of shared gifts. That isn't a small task in our opening reading. It isn't a small task to remember that we are not isolated beings, to know that we are connected in mystery and miracle to the universe, to this community, to each other. Is therein lies one of the goals of this spiritual community, to recognize that what you do in the world matters. I say this a lot, right? Like, oh, Andrew, again, what I do in the world matters. I know. No, really, stop. What you do in the world matters. It matters because we are connected to each other. We are connected to one another. Your gifts of love and service are welcome here. Thanks. I got some. Yeah. You got it. They're passing out pennies. Thank you. That is ministry right there. That's shared ministry. Thank you. Yeah. As with every day I mentioned earlier, this morning we are called to make choices about what we do with our lives, where we put our time, where we put our presence. And at least for this moment, we have chosen to be here. We have chosen to be here for ourselves and also in great generosity for each other. So come, let us bask in each other's presence. Let us enjoy the generosity of each of you who have come here today. Come, let us worship together. Let us symbolically mark this time of worship with our communal intention of lighting the chalice, the symbol of our free faith and of our intentions together. We're Anya Seaman. Please come forward to light our chalice. Perfect. We also take a moment each Sunday to remember our communal wish for peace within our souls and with the world around us, especially in times of war, in times of violence. We renew our commitment every week with lighting of our peace lamp. The words will appear on the screen. May peace be with us, with all the people of the world. Thank you, Anya. Thank you very much, Anya. What is generosity? Now, in a volunteer organization such as the church, You may be thinking, oh my gosh, he's talking about generosity. He's going to ask for money, right? Isn't that? That's what they do. That's what nonprofits do. Well, that's Linda's job, right? No, no, it's our treasurer. No. So don't worry. We'll talk about sharing money later. I'm going to talk about a different type of generosity. Other aspects, the generosity of you being here today that I mentioned, that generosity of your presence, of your time. There's many things you could be doing, I know. The generosity of the care you show toward friends. The amazing generosity of sharing love. For love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more. And that's a lyric to our next song. There's the segue right there. If you're like, oh, how did he? Oh, that was it. That was it. Love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more. We're going to sing Magic Penny. The lyrics will be on the screen. I've asked Jerry to accompany and lead us, so please rise in body or in spirit. And if you could go to the side so those behind you can see the lyrics. Jerry, please take us away with Magic Penny.
As Andrew mentioned, the words of the chorus are pretty simple. Love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more, except you repeat. Love is something, if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more, right? And it goes like this. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more, right? And the verses go, it's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. They'll roll all over the floor. Okay, so pretty simple, right? So we're ready to go? Let's start. We'll start with the chorus. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. It's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. They'll roll all over the floor. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. Right? And now we're ready to? You got it up there. Where's the, oh, okay. Money's dandy and we love to use it, but love is better if you don't refuse it. It's a treasure and you'll never lose it unless you lock up your door. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. So let's go dance until the break of day, and if there's a piper, we can't pay. 'Cause love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. There you go.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Love is like a magic penny. I just happen to have one in my pocket. I was given one this morning. Hold it tight and you won't have any, but lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. That reminds me of a saying when you find a penny on the floor. Does anyone know what like the saying when you find a penny on the floor?
See a penny, pick it up all the day, you'll have good luck.
See a penny, pick it up all the day, you'll have good luck. Who knows the second part of that saying?
Let it lie.
Oh, I don't know that. Give the penny to a friend, and your luck will never end.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, write that one down. Don't attribute me, I'm passing this along, right? Give the penny to a friend and your luck will never end. And today I actually brought some magic pennies. And you probably were handed one or a few. If you weren't, there's a jar right in the middle. And here's what I'm gonna ask you to do. I'm gonna ask you to embody the magic of these pennies. Part of the magic of these pennies is that I washed them all. Don't worry, they're all nice and clean. These pennies and money can get dirty. Another part of this magic is what happens when they are shared. And in order to show the magic of these pennies, there is one simple action. So for each penny you have, give it away to someone else. And here's the action that you have to do along with that. You have to say something nice to that person. So you're going to give it to someone and say something nice. So I'm going to ask you to get up, to move around, to make some noise. And if you're joining us virtually, I don't have pennies virtually for you. You can do some like Bitcoin sharing. But you can just use the chat function with each other to say something nice. So you can still do that. So please, get up, move around, be loud, be nice, share your pennies. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for your note. It was very, very kind. Preston, you're always so smiley and happy. Thank you. Yes.
I don't have one to give you. I already gave you.
So one of the problems with sharing.
You do know you opened a can of worms.
One of the problems with sharing. The people on Zoom can hear me nice and well. If you can hear me, clap one time. If you can hear me, clap two times. If you can hear me, clap three times. If you can hear me, clap four times. If you can hear me, clap five times. Okay, now one of the problems with sharing is that, thank you, Grace, is that we could keep going, right? We could keep going with this. We could continue on. And so I'm going to move us along. I'm going to move us along in the service. But here's what I want you to do. If you have magic pennies, if you have some magic pennies, or are, if you don't, there's, I think, a few more in the piece of pottery which was made by our late and loving Tina Spoontz. So if you have some pennies, put them in your pocket. I mean, you know how to do this, but I'll show you. Hey, look. How's it? Is that, you like that? So put the pennies in your pocket, and then later today, at social hour, to your family at home, to your coworkers, to people at school, to random people you meet on the street. What? Bring out one of these magic pennies and say, I've got a magic penny. Give it to them and say something nice to them. Say something kind, right? They're magic pennies. If you hold on to them, if you hold on to these pennies, their magic is lost. They're not magic pennies anymore. They're only worth a cent or less than a cent, depending on the cost of zinc and copper. But if you give them away, their magic continues, right? The magic is in the sharing. It's in the sharing. So take them to school, take them to work, take them to the random person on the street, go in the grocery store down the road, whatever you're buying, like, here's a penny and something nice. What? Who are you? What are you doing? Right? This is, yeah. It's, our religion is not for the faint of heart, right? It's not for the faint of heart. Unitarian Universalism, without a set creed, we have instead challenging actions informed by faith. Challenging actions informed by faith. Unitarian Universalism doesn't tell us to sit comfortably by and go along with cultural norms of false individualization, right? This is, we don't just say, hey, sit by, let the world go by, we'll do our own thing, we'll let the world be it. No. It says, proclaim love to all. Yes, even to that person. Even the person you like, but not to, yes, even to that person. Proclaim love to that person too. Right? Recognize the inherent worthiness of everyone. Yeah. Wow, that's tough. It's not culturally normal to give money and kindness in the abundance that I'm asking for us to do. Randomly giving someone a penny and sharing nice words is a really strange and really radical thing to do. And I'm curious to see how this plays out over the next day or weeks in your lives. Let me know. Let me know what happens. And I have a secret. You might not realize this, but these pennies, they actually aren't magic in of themselves. Right? I know, right. You thought, no, they're just pennies. They're just pennies. They're just pennies. The magic is the action which accompanies it, right? The magic is the generosity of love, the sharing of care, the giving away of kindness, that it might grow and grow more abundantly each time. And so what do you have that you can share? What do you have that you can share? I know kind words. I saw that it was tough stopping you with those kind words. What else do you have that you can share into the world? What can you be generous with to make the world a better place? And along with that, let's shift to a story about a fish who learned what that fish could share. So if Meg Murray would please come forward, and any children, oh, let me get you a mic. Thank you, Mike, for the mic input.
Okay. Do you want to hold it and I will read it? Okay. So I am assisted today by the lovely Anya Seaman, and all my friends came up. Thank you. I went back and told them I am an introvert and I needed them to be with me because I am very shy. Okay. So our story today is called The Rainbow Fish. So who is holding the rainbow fish? Thank you. A long way out in the deep blue sea, there lived a fish. Not just any ordinary fish, but the most beautiful fish in the entire ocean. His scales were every shade of blue and green and purple, with sparkling silver scales among them. See all the sparkles? The other fish were amazed at his beauty. They called him Rainbow Fish. Come on, Rainbow Fish, they would call. Come and play with us. But the Rainbow Fish would just glide past, proud and silent, letting his scales shimmer. He heard them. That's a good question. One day, a little blue fish followed after him. Rainbow Fish, he called. Wait for me. Please give me one of your shiny scales. They are so wonderful, and you have so many. You want me to give you one of my special scales? Who do you think you are? Cried the rainbow fish. Get away from me. Shocked, the little blue fish swam away. He was so upset, he told all his friends what had happened. From then on, no one would have anything to do with the rainbow fish. They turned away when he swam by. What good were the dazzling, shimmering scales with no one to admire them? Now he was the loneliest fish in the entire ocean. One day he poured out his troubles to the starfish. I really am beautiful. Why doesn't anybody like me? I can't answer that for you, said the starfish, but if you go beyond the coral reef to a deep cove, you will find the wise octopus. Maybe she can help you. The rainbow fish found the cove. Do we see the octopus? It was very dark inside, and he couldn't see anything. Then suddenly, two eyes caught him in their glare, and the octopus emerged from the darkness. I have been waiting for you, said the octopus with a deep voice. The words have told me your story. This is my advice. Give a glittering scale to each of the other fish. You will no longer be the most beautiful fish in the ocean, but you will discover how to be happy. I can't. The rainbow fish started to say, but the octopus had already disappeared into the dark cloud of ink. Give away my scales? My beautiful shining scales? Never. How could I ever be happy without them? Suddenly, he felt the light touch of a fin. The little blue fish was back. Rainbow fish, please don't be angry. I just want one scale. Just one. The rainbow fish wavered. Only one very, very small shimmery scale, he thought. Well, maybe he wouldn't miss just one. Carefully, the rainbow fish pulled out the smallest scale and gave it to the little fish. Thank you very much, the little blue fish bubbled playfully as he tucked the shiny scale in among his blue ones. A rather peculiar feeling comes over the rainbow fish. For a long time, he watched the little blue fish swim back and forth with his new scale glittering in the water. I wonder what he was feeling. The little blue fish whizzed through the ocean with his scale flashing, so it didn't take long before the rainbow fish was surrounded by the other fish. Everyone wanted a glittering scale. The rainbow fish shared his scales left and right, and the more he gave away, the more delighted he became. When the water around him filled with glimmering scales, he at last felt at home among the other fish. Finally, the rainbow fish had only one shining scale left. His most prized possession had been given away, yet he was very happy. "Come on, rainbow fish," they called. "Come and play with us." "Here I come," said the rainbow fish, and happy as a splash, he swam off to join his friends. The end. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anya.
So good morning. And as you've already heard, I'm Linda Weaver, and I'm the treasurer here at Thomas Paine UU Fellowship. And I am going to talk about, specifically about generosity and the role you play in that. But before I get started, I want you to think about something while I speak, please. Think about this question, because I've thought about it a lot lately. What does Thomas Paine UU Fellowship mean to you individually? So for me, well, I really enjoy Reverend Weber's services, and I'm not just saying that because he's sitting there looking at me. Well, sometimes he asks hard questions or makes me think about things that I haven't thought about, I never thought about, maybe I didn't want to think about, but I should think about it. But I always walk away feeling like it was time well spent. But why did I come here 6 years ago? And more importantly, why did I stay? Well, it certainly wasn't the build. What? Siri's talking to me. Don't talk to me, Siri.
I'm not sure.
Do you believe this? Yeah. Right in the middle of my act. Always a spoiler.
Answer for that. Is there something else I can help you?
No, turn yourself off.
I'm not sure I understand.
Wait a minute. I've got this. I am not technologically challenged there. Okay. So it certainly wasn't the building itself that attracted me to and wanted me to stay. I mean, the outside was well loved, but the inside was aging not so gracefully. And I'm going to give you the cliff notes on how we were able to acquire, and I love this, the whole environment. How were we able to acquire 5+ acres of property in the middle of Lower Providence? Many decades ago, movie theaters in Philadelphia were, to encourage attendance, were giving away minuscule pieces of property in some far-off place called Collegeville. The property wasn't big enough to do anything with it. You couldn't build anything on it. So most people forgot about it, and the properties became tax delinquent. Well, we had some very enterprising members, original members of this fellowship, who collected all of these little tiny pieces, sometimes by paying off the tax liens on them, sometimes by offering a small amount of money and buying them outright to fill in the patch, the piece, but they stitched together this large property, and that's how we could afford it. And a lot of that was due to the work of Gene and Terry Holt. He was an attorney and he did a great deal of work finding this property and making it something we could afford. Then a building committee of our members, including Lorraine Lee, Jonathan Black, Ann Rostosky, Gene and Terry Holt, and Linda Stauffer's father, Kurt, worked on designing and building this building. I would like to also mention at the time, Tony Black was the chair of the grounds committee and took care of the landscaping. And Marion Augustine, you were the president of this fellowship at that time. So fast forward 25 years. In 2019, we formed a committee to celebrate its 25th anniversary, and we began a capital campaign to address some of the much needed improvements. Lorraine Lee was chair of the committee, and some of the members were Mike Berkheimer, Gail and John Sayre, Marion Augustine, Ann Rostosky, Christine and David Perry, Preston Lutweiler, Teresa Adams, and of course myself. We raised $35,000, and with that money, we had a professional building inspector come in, and he did a thorough inspection of the premises. We wanted to spend the money that we had accumulated wisely and what needed to be done on an as-needed basis. First of all, he really, and Preston, you can attest to this, and if I'm wrong, you'd correct me, but he told us what kind of care went into the design of the building, and that smart choices were made in the structure itself, and that it was built to last, but it did need some work. So, what he had discovered was we had some plumbing and electrical issues, which we addressed with that money. We upgraded our AV system for hybrid services. We replaced all the carpeting that was in the main level that was needed to be replaced, and we replaced it with LVT plank flooring. We seal coated the driveway. We replaced these windows in the sanctuary that had fogged over, and we had 30 dead trees cut down. So it was built in 1994, and so for all of you math whizzes, this building is 29 years old. According to the building inspector, we have a 30-year roof. Tick tock, tick tock. So what I'm hearing as your treasurer is we have a big expense coming up. So we need to think, just as we do in our own lives, and as we age, we start maintaining ourselves better, and we start making needed improvements in our diet and our health, we need to start thinking about the long-term health of this building. When we came onto the scene many years ago and through a confluence of events that were happening, this fellowship financially was going down the tubes. We, as a board, the board made some tough decisions. We turned things around, and thanks to the generosity of the people sitting out there, and to some of the smart decisions that were made by the board, we turned it around. And I want to thank our newest members. You've pledged, you help keep us going, and as your treasurer, that's a big act on your part, a big gift to the fellowship. But now we need to think about another capital campaign to address the roof. And I don't mean one that's going to terminate tomorrow or within a year, but something that we can start building on, because the building inspector did say we don't need to replace the roof immediately, but we will need to replace it. So as your treasurer, that does give me an awful lot of agita, but I thought about this. It's how you face life, isn't it? I mean, it's how you look at things. I don't look at this as a problem. I look at this as an opportunity for us. We have a roof that is, because it's a shingle roof, it's going to fail. There are options now that didn't exist or weren't in use when we put this roof on. So even the best laid plans would not have thought about it. We could do a beautiful tin roof on this building if it's cost effective, and we can consider putting solar panels on the roof. I know that was something near and dear to John Sayre's heart, and I think it's something as you use that we could do to move forward and help our environment. So this is where you come in. Of course it's about money, but it's more than that. It's about a committee that's going to explore those things. I can't do it on my own. I don't know anything about roofs. I don't really know anything about building. I know that we have a civil and environmental engineer in this building that graduated first in his class in Drexel. And so I don't know who that could be, but I'm pretty sure he could help us with some of the technical stuff. But I also think that I need to hear from you about what would best meet the needs of this fellowship. So we need people of all talents on this committee. And then we need to raise the funds. So in addition to what you are currently pledging, we're going to be asking in the future for you to consider designating capital fund in a donation, and it can be, actually, I'm not looking for huge donations. We did get one very huge donation with our first capital campaign of $25,000. That person is deceased, so that's not coming our way again. So we're gonna cobble together, just like they stitched together this ground. We're going to stitch together the money to put a roof on this building. We have an endowment fund. With the passing of our two of our members recently, folks have donated to the endowment fund, even in their honor. Even with that, those donations, our endowment fund is at about $62,000. It's supposed to be for emergencies only and to keep a fellowship afloat. It is recommended by people who know more about finances than I do, which I probably shouldn't confess to you because I'm your treasurer, but that your endowment fund should be 2.5 times what your annual budget is. Our annual budget is $70,000. So, you know, quick math, we should be close to 200,000. We're not there. So in an emergency, we can tap the endowment fund, but we would need to replace it at some point. Long story short, please, I'm going to put out my personal email. Please send me your name if you'd be willing to help with the campaign. And I don't want to be ageist and I don't want to be sexist about this, but I would like to see some younger folks on the committee as well as some of our original planners who did such a great job, because I want to hear your input about aesthetically what would be pleasing and attractive. And of course, I want our more experienced folks, our longer term members, our older folks, I want you to hear what you have to say as well. So with that, I'm going to say back to my original question. What does Thomas Paine UU Fellowship mean to you? Let me tell you what it means to me. Some of you know that I've been going through some things lately, and I've asked myself, why do I stay at TPEF? Well, here's a very simple answer. It's because of you. That's why I'm here. To me, this is a community that welcomes and embraces all who seek spiritual nourishment, a place for reflection, and more importantly, a place for fellowship. It's a place to be inspired, uplifted, or comforted when we need it. We come together to support one another's lives and to celebrate our life's milestones. So please come together once more and volunteer to help us build a better future for TPEF. Thank you.
Every week we come together sharing with generosity. Oh, it's dangerous when I can see my daughter and what she's doing right there. You thought I was looking the other way. We come together with generosity, sharing our lives, sharing what overflows from our personal lives into this community. At this point, we take a moment and pause to share those sorrows, those joys which overflow, which we must share, so that the joys are heightened and the sorrows lessened. If you feel so moved, you can come forward and use this microphone. And if you are online, you can make a virtual or physical motion and you will be unmuted. So we're going to have a different song today as we reflect on those lives which have touched ours and are no longer here, those lives which, thank you, Jerry, which touch us and continue to make us shine, and generosity all together. It's "From you I receive, to you I give." It's 402 in the hymnal. It's also will be up on lyrics on the screen. We don't have lyrics? Oh, I thought there were lyrics. Okay, well, it's "From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live." And it repeats. So hum, sing as you are able. Please pray with me, acknowledging that someone's like, "Pray, I don't pray." Then hold a moment of silence as I speak some words. Whatever you need to name this, to have this as a centering, calming time. Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or curse the world. The mind's power, the strength of the hands, the reaches of the heart, the gifts of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting. Any of these can serve to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love. Any of these can draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, or withhold love. You must answer this question: what will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world. The choice to bless the world is more than an act of will and moving forward into the world with the intention to do good. It is an act of recognition, a confession of surprise, a grateful acknowledgement that in the midst of a broken world, unspeakable beauty, grace, and mystery abide. There is an embrace of kindness that encompasses all life, even yours. And while there is injustice, anesthetization, or evil. There moves a holy disturbance, a benevolent rage, a revolutionary love, protesting, urging, insisting that which is sacred will not be defiled. Those who bless the world live their life as a gesture of thanks for this beauty and this rage. The choice to bless this world can take you into solitude to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation. More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, the course of life welcoming you. None of us alone can save the world. Together, that is another possibility waiting. Amen. In pre-COVID times, do you remember the pre-COVID times? Yeah, remember. We've let go of some things and we've held on to others from those pre-COVID times. And one of the things, we used to pass a basket as an offering. And we still do that on occasion for special offerings. For Christmas Eve service, we'll pass the basket and we take it up and give all of the money donated to an area nonprofit. Today we are passing the basket one, but in reverse. I'm going to pass this out to you, and you're going to take something out of it. There's an envelope with a piece of paper inside of it. And which itself isn't that weird for us. I mean, we've done this. Like for flower communion, we come and we each take a flower home. I've given you pennies this morning to take home. Right? And last, yeah, very generous, yeah. Hold on to those, they're magic. And last Easter, I actually passed out little packets which looked very much like this of seeds. So we've done this before, we've done a reverse offering. So I'm gonna pass this around, and I ask that everyone, I may not have exactly, if you do not get something, let me know. Tell me your name and address and I'll send you something. If you're on Zoom, do the same thing. Write your name or name and address and I will get that information so you also get something. I think I'm close, but this is for everyone. Adults, children, guests, visitors, members, everyone. Here you go, Jerry, I'll give it you right now. You can, there you go. Don't open them yet. Just pass it around. We're gonna do from you I receive again. With Jerry accompanying us, and we're just going to repeat again. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, from this we live. No, you each get one. Everyone, do not share. Sorry. From you
I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. Oh, we're still giving around. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. I think we've reached the end. Oh, we got one more. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. Now we're done. Oh my. From you I receive, to you I give, together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share, and from this we live. There we go.
Okay, so maybe I should have used more than one basket. Thank you for the flexibility, everyone. And I know I did not quite have enough. If you do not have an envelope, don't be like, no, no, it's okay, I don't need it. It's... No, let me know. Let me know, please. At social hour, I'll make sure to write down. If you're online, please chat the Zoom host so I can get to you. Because this is like the crux of what we're doing today. I guess 40, but how? How good to run out, right? That's fantastic. So here's my question for you. Don't open them yet. What would you do if you had unexpected capacity to help change the world? What would you do? If you're like, oh, I didn't realize that, oh, I can make a positive impact. Think about that for a moment. If you suddenly had some extra time to make a positive impact, I would give you time if I could. If you suddenly have an extra finances for the express reason to make the world a better place, what would you do? Because that's what you have. It was actually a reverse offering. And each of those envelopes is some cash. Yeah, yeah. I told my kids they'd be excited about a surprise. They're like, what is it? This is it. And each of those envelopes is some cash. And a slip of paper that says, this money is yours to help heal the world, to make the world more just and compassionate. Use it wisely and with love. If you are joining us online, like I said, let me know. If I missed you, I know there's a couple people over here, let me know, please. The money I have given out this morning is from my discretionary fund, the minister's discretionary fund, which I earn by officiating weddings, memorial services, or from special donations. So it's not from the church, don't worry. And it's not from me personally, really. Don't worry. This is money specifically which enables me to provide ministry in ways that are not covered by the church's budget. So when someone comes to the church asking for help, for rent assistance, for help with groceries, for gas, for bus fare, this is where I get that money. This is what I take from. And this is where I go to make donations to people or organizations in times of need. So I'm inviting you into this shared ministry. We talk about shared ministry, right? This is shared ministry right here. The shared ministry that each one of you now are asked to take up the charge, to use this money wisely, to provide love to the world. Siri, come on.
I don't know why she does that.
She's just so excited.
I can't even touch her.
So I'm asking each of you, maybe even Siri, to come help me in healing the world. Help me, right? There are no caveats here. This money is yours. There's no caveat of how to use it. It's to do with as you please. Neither me nor the church are going to administer the money. This is you administering it. And I encourage you to spend some time thinking about what you will do, talking with each other, social hour, afterwards, later, say, what are you going to do? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? How are you going to make the world a better place? How are you going to be generous to promote love and justice? See what others have in mind. Parents, this is a great time to talk with your kids about generosity, about finances. Kids, this is a great time to talk with your parents about what they're gonna do with the money, about generosity and finances, right? Those are some rich conversations to have there. Yeah. The options are limitless. You can act locally and personally, you can pull together and act more globally. And I'm sure some of you are already thinking like, oh yeah, I wanna do this is what I, if I had extra money that was for nothing else, this is what I'm gonna do. So in the coming weeks, I encourage you to tell each other, to email me what you do with the pennies, what you do with this money specifically for love and justice. Where did that come into the world? Where have you promoted the magic penny? Where have you given this money to make the world a better place? What are you doing? How are you making the world a better place? Let me know. Let each other know. Come back next week and be like, in the matters of the heart, be like, this is what happened, and it was difficult, or it was amazing, or transformative. We want to know. I mean, I get excited because this is, I mean, as you can tell, I'm getting excited because this is faith. This is religion for me. It's like, yes, we can talk about what we believe, and I find that really interesting, but I want to know how those beliefs play out in your life. I don't know how those beliefs play out in what you do when you go away from here, right? This is how we live our values as Unitarian Universalists. Is it sometimes much easier to talk about those values than to live them? It's really easy to say, oh yeah, if I had, I would do so many. It's like, okay, well, show me. Do it. Live it. Right? Because we see what happens when we have a little unanticipated extra. We see what happens when we live that value of generosity into the world. So let's take our values. Let's make them real. Come, let us live our faith. Come, let us go forth and build a land. Right? Build a land where justice shall roll down like waters, and peace like an ever-flowing stream. It's another segue. Let's sing. Stand up in body or in spirit, please. It's hymn number 121. The lyrics will be here.
Captives go free, where the oil of gladness dissolves all mourning. We'll build a promised land that can be. Come build a land where sisters and brothers, filled with the Spirit, may then create peace. Where justice shall roll down like waters, and peace like an ever-flowing stream. Tidings to all the afflicted and all those who mourn, and we'll give them garlands instead of ashes. We'll build a land where peace is born. Come build a land where sisters and brothers, filled with the Spirit, may then create peace. Where justice shall roll down like waters, and peace like an air.
We extinguish our chalices at this time. but not the generosity we hold in our hearts, not the spirit of love which the magic pennies and our extra abundance are going out into the world. Thank you, Anya. And now, may we have faith in life to do the wise planting, that the generations to come may reap even more abundantly than we. May we be bold in bringing to fruition the golden dreams of human kinship and justice. This we ask, that the fields of promise become the fields of reality. Amen and blessed be. Mm-hmm.